This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The World Cup has been exciting and laden with upsets, from the fall of the mighty Germans to pre-tournament favorite Spain, which lost its first game. But one continent's teams have had the worst of it so far: the host continent. The six African teams have only one win among them. From Johannesburg, NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
In international soccer, nations have their natural rivals, and everyone seems to experience Schadenfreude, taking pleasure in the misery of Frenchmen. But feelings flow freer in the positive direction. Soccer fans frequently have a second or third favorite team, and in the case of Africans, they root for the entire continent. Jason Snodgrass of South Africa explains why.
It's a tournament, a worldwide tournament, the likes of which even a country like America doesn't even know the size of what this means. And it's in Africa for the very, very, very first time. So it kind of makes us look good for 30 days, which is rare.
Pretoria is 2,300 miles from Yaounde, the capital of Cameroon. But last night, Cameroon was experiencing what amounted to a home game. Vu Mingami began to ponder pan-African fandom when something wonderful occurred.
I'm not sure why it's like that, but as for Africans, we're supposed to support each other. Something is happening! Let's see! It's gonna be a goal! It's gonna be a goal!
A 1-0 Cameroonian lead. Perhaps the Lions were as indomitable as advertised. It would be nice for an African team to win a little. The Ivory Coast, South Africa, and Algeria are winless. Ghana has a tie in Africa's only victory. As for Nigeria, their opening loss to the tough Argentines could be tolerated. But then against Greece, they lost composure as ESPN Radio had the call.
Keita pushing down number 15, Torresidis. Keita's gone. And this is a dramatic moment. He's been red carded. Nigeria will now have to play with 10, in absolute air and judgment medley by Keita.
Nigeria subsequently let up the first ever goal in Greek World Cup history, and then the second ever goal for Greece's first ever win. And in Pretoria, Cameroon wasn't reversing the continent's fortunes. By the time Denmark had pulled ahead of Cameroon in the second half, Vu Mingami began to grasp at theories. She took one look at the indomitable Lions on the sidelines, wrapped in blankets in the slightly above freezing air. But over on their bench, the Danes seemed the picture of Viking comfort.
They're used to the cold, probably. And you know, in Western Africa, it's quite hot. So maybe they can't handle the cold weather. Yeah, I think they can't handle the cold weather.
Cold's an unlikely explanation. Many of these players toil in Europe all year. So what about coaching? Nah, they've all hired top European coaches. And Cameroon became the first team officially eliminated from the next round. On leaving the stadium, Gugu Mbawula offered no answers, just despair.
How's your man? Africa's crying.
Africa's remaining hope depends on such long shots as the Ivory Coast facing Brazil or Ghana, who plays Germany. But good results could happen. Could. Even Nigeria and Algeria could sneak into the next rounds with wins in their final matches and a little help from other teams. And if even one of these teams does advance, they will instantly be adopted by 50 million South Africans as newfound native sons. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Johannesburg, South Africa.